Narayana namasmita narunte vanarutamam devim sarasati vyasam tatojayam udirayat nascha prayesva bhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhavatu damasloke bhakti bhavati naistiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Good morning. The text today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, The Pandavas Retire Timely. And the text is text 13. Okay, so I'll read the text three times and then anyone who wants to read can read so at that time. Tatreva me biharatu bujadanda yugman kandiva lakshanam arati vathaya deva sindrasita yat anubhavitam ajamita tinaham adya mushita purushena bhumna Tatreva mi biharatu bujadanda yugman kandiva lakshanam arati vadhaya deva sindra shrita yat anupavitim ajamita trinaham adya mushita purushena bhumna Tatreva me biharatu bujadanda yugman kandiva lakshanam arti vada vadhaya deva sindrashrita yad anubhavitam ajamita dinaham adya mushita purushinavumna Hare. Okay, we do word for word. Tatra. In that heavenly planet, Eva, certainly, myself, Viharata, while staying as a guest, Ujadanda Yugman, both of my arms, Gandiva, the bow named Gandiva, Lakshanam, Mark, Arati, a demon named Nivata Kavacha, Vadaya, for killing. Deva, all the demigods. Sa, along with. Indra, the heavenly king, Indra. Shrita, taking shelter of. Yat, by whose. Anubhavitam, made it possible to be powerful. Ajamida, O descendant of King Ajamida. Tena, by him. Aham, myself. Adya, at the present moment. Mojita, bereft of. Purushena, the personality. Umna, supreme. Translation by His Divine Grace H.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When I stayed for some days as a guest in the heavenly planet, all the heavenly demigods, including King Indradev, took shelter of my arms, which were marked with the Gandiva bow. To kill the demon named Nivata Kavacha. O King, descendant of Ajamidha, at the present moment I am bereft of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose influence I was so powerful. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The heavenly demigods are certainly more intelligent, powerful, and beautiful, and yet they had to take help from Arjuna because of his Gandiva bow, which was empowered by the grace of Lord Sri Krishna. The Lord is all-powerful, and by His grace, His pure devotee can be as powerful as he may desire, and there is no limit to it. And when the Lord withdraws His power from anyone, He is powerless by the will of the Lord. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chapchum Militam Jena That's my Sri Guru Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale, Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupa Saga Jatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Radvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shavan Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vishcha Kripasuni Vyeva Chapatitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavivya Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pabuni Tyananda Sigvaita Gadarha Sivashari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Praya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutane Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunivari Paschatyari Satyayam Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurati Sedma Nandali Namaya Vigrahaya Himaya Vivacha Vishnavaya Tasmi Maha Prema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna Translation again. When I stayed for some days as a guest in the heavenly planets, all the heavenly demigods, including King Indradev, took shelter of my arms, which were marked with a Gandiva ball, to kill the demon named Devata Kavacha. O King, descendant of Ajamida, at the present moment I am bereft of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose influence I was so powerful. Hare Krishna. Arjuna is speaking, telling us in so many words the importance of how we perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether we like it or not, one thing will never change. He is topmost. He is supreme. And Lord Brahma has put it so nicely. Sarva Karana Karanam. He is a cause of all causes. Arjuna is definitely rubber stamping that point. Putting emphasis on that point. By how he ended this sentence. At the present moment I am bereft of his Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose influence I was so powerful. By the influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna was powerful. So powerful that the demigods depended on him because he was a trained warrior, he had a Gandiva bow, and most importantly, the empowerment given by Krishna to him was so great, the demigods were aware that he could do a great job as a Kshatriya fighting this demon. In another place, in the Shastra, Srila Prabhupada mentions that when Arjuna went to the heavenly planet, and he may well be connected with this particular demon, I'm not sure. But he said, because at that time, Srila Prabhupada did not mention the name of any demon at that point. He said that when Arjuna went to the heavenly planet to get the weapons of the demigods, which they gladly gave to him, he also had to fight a war on behalf of King Indradev. And Srila Prabhupada was specific at that time. He said 60,000 soldiers were killed by Arjuna in the heavenly planet. Now, whether there's a connection with this particular demon, I'm not sure. But one thing is sure. One thing is for sure. And that is that the demigods were well aware of how much power had been vested by Krishna into Arjuna as a Kshatriya. This was very, 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 very clear to them. And so Arjuna was thinking back. He stayed for some days as a guest in the heavenly planets. By the way, as Sugar Apple was talking about yesterday, he went to this self-same body. He didn't have to change to get another body, but he went to the heavenly planets in the self-same body that he was on earth with. Again, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead that makes that possible. All the heavenly demigods took shelter of my arms, Arjuna is saying, including his father, King Indradev. So the Gandivo did not disappoint, because the empowerment given by Krishna made it possible. Now, we see two things. The empowerment of Krishna is there. The devotee also has to be trained, and the devotee should take action. Both are there. When we do service, service is action. When we chant, it is action. We're using our mouth, we're using our voice, we're using so many other things to keep us focused in the chanting. Our ears, our eyes, depending where, how we use these senses, all connected with the activity of service. So definitely action is very, very important in all the things that we involve ourselves with in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service. Service. When we serve, then we're putting ourselves in the position of servant. And Srila Prabhupada says, servant of a servant of a servant, he says, 1,000 times servant. 1,000 times down the line. And a disciple of his, in one of the remembrance of Srila Prabhupada videos, Srila Prabhupada said, the more you think yourself as a servant, more lowly, down the service ladder, if you will, the farther down you go in terms of being a servant of a servant of a servant of a servant of a servant, then the more empowered you would be, and the happier Krishna is with you. So if I serve like that, with that consciousness, then Krishna is happier with me. And same for you. So we should look to serve. The servant of the servant. Well, what's around us? Nature and the devotees. So you use nature, things from nature, to serve according to the instructions of the spiritual master. Serve the devotees. Krishna is happier when we serve the devotees than even serving him. Mad Bhakta Puja Vyadika. He says, he served thee, my pure devotee, I am happier than even giving puja or worship directly to me, Krishna says. So again, the importance of the representative of Krishna, the importance of a senior devotee, the importance of devotees who are fixed up cannot be overstressed. It is our life, literally. How we're going to be successful in Krishna consciousness depends on the association with these particular advanced devotees, including Guru. Guru is a representative of Krishna. So everything that we're hearing from Guru is from Krishna. That should be the consciousness of the devotee that is listening. This is why it's important that you know very well that you wouldn't pick a quarrel with Krishna. You're not a demon like some demons do. You know very well that you won't go back and forth with Krishna. So then don't go back and forth with Guru. Never do that. He's a representative of Krishna. Whatever we do in relating to Guru, that is the way in which we're going to relate to Krishna. Whether we see it or not, that is the way Krishna's agents looked at that. Look at that. That's the way that Paramatma looks at things. When we serve and put our hearts to serving, we would also realize that the mood changes about us. The mood becomes better. It's not something that you can fake. When we serve from our hearts, Krishna, he says already, Ye tamapapajante tam sateva bhajami aham. The extent to which you surrender, I reward accordingly. He says, Arjuna, everybody is on my path. Everybody is on my path. Krishna has a spiritual path and a material path. So we choose whichever one we want. The spiritual path leads to happiness. Material path leads to suffering. That does not mean that with these physical bodies we don't do anything material, but we do things material necessary to keep the body and the soul together. That's it. Only the necessary things to keep the body and the soul together. And do as much service as possible. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, the heavenly demigods, they are certainly more intelligent, powerful, and beautiful. So in the heavenly planets, they are endowed with these qualities. Yet they had to take help from Arjuna because of his Gandhivo and the empowerment given by the grace of Lord Krishna. So the tool to use to fight the Gandhivo that was there, but the Gandhivo was effective because the grace of Lord Krishna is there. We should always have that in the back of our minds, that anything that we do that is successful is because of the grace of Krishna. Krishna says, I'm the ability in man. He says, I'm the ability in man. Now, men are able to do things because of the ability that's there, but that is from Krishna. So it is a very, very powerful statement. I am the very ability in man. In some religious organizations, they may say, oh, I'm doing something. They think that it's from me, the person is doing it. And then some people achieve things and then they may thank the Lord after they've done. But the devotee has to understand that even before he starts, anything that he can get done, the ability is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything. All thoughts. But the Lord does not push us. We have our free will. Little minute free choice. So if we want to do things not acknowledging the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's not going to push us. As a matter of fact, the super soul in the heart supervises what happens, but whatever the person wants to do, he permits, including even those who commit crimes. He permits. But the thing is, once you've done it, the karma or the reaction that comes is based on whether you did a good thing or you did not do a good thing. That will come on the individual's activity. But the ability comes from Krishna. So the ability can be abused by a criminal, just like it is said that the knife is a tool. The doctor can use a knife, a surgeon, to save a life. But a criminal can take the same knife and take somebody's life. So it's all there. The ability is there, given by Krishna. How we use it is what's important. So Krishna, for a devotee, the beautiful thing about being a devotee is we are totally submitted to Krishna. And if we aren't, we have to try to get to that point. Some of us have rascal minds, the mind tells this and that and this and that and this and that. But when we are submitted to Krishna fully, the beautiful thing about life is that then we become a puppet, so then he uses us as he pleases. Just like Krishna, been described by Arjuna. The Lord is all powerful. The Lord is all powerful. This is a statement made by Arjuna. And by his grace, his pure devotee can be as powerful as he may desire, as Krishna may desire. That is clearly a situation of a puppet and the puppeteer. The extent to which a puppet can dance is dependent on the puppeteer. The puppeteer will pull the strings very slowly, and the puppet will do a little, just move slowly. Or the expert puppeteer will pull the strings a little more, and the puppet will just do some twists and flips and everything. Same puppet. But it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead pulling the strings. Now, in our lives, it's a question of whether we want to hand over the strings to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to pull, or whether we think we can pull it ourselves. When we think we can pull it ourselves, we can't. We don't really pull it ourselves at all. We hand it to material nature, and the material nature starts pulling the strings. And then we get in all kinds of trouble because material nature is not so kind to us like the way the Lord is. And so the puppeteer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The other puppeteer is material nature. And we just hand, that's why it's called marginal. Then marginal puts, we either hand the strings to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or we hand the strings to material nature. Now, in the case of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we hand the strings to Him and we just totally leave it up to Him. And that's what Arjuna is describing here. The Lord withdraws His power from anyone. When He does that, then the power that person is powerless by the will of the Lord. So He is the Supreme Controller. And when we give our puppet strings, as we may desire, free will to Him, then He will use us different times, and other times too, He will withdraw His power. And when He draws the power, and the person becomes powerless, it means that service is going to take another turn. Another turn. And so we should be ready then to go to the next thing that we have to do. Our directions come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Guru. Through Guru. So in one sense, Guru handles the strings too. In one sense, on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person that is surrendered to the spiritual master and understands that the position of a spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, looks at service from Guru and orders from Guru also the same way as Krishna will pull the strings as a puppeteer. In other words, the person very much connects with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the instructions of Guru. So he takes the instructions of Guru very, very seriously. If a person goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, the Guru says this, that says, the person says another thing in opposition. And I have heard that, you know, some of devotees actually overheard back and forth, one devotee against the spiritual master speaking. And when you do that later on in life, Krishna will give you a little bit of slack here, opportunity here to try to correct that type of behavior. But if it goes on, there will be some consequences. Let you realize that the representative of Krishna, the Guru, is not to be taken lightly. I know of at least two cases that this has happened. One, my God sister, and the other one wasn't. And both of them, you know, things have happened in their life that were quite complications came in their devotee life. So it's something you have to be very, very, very careful. Now, in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 10. So, opulence of the absolute. Text 2. Krishna is talking about the demigods too. And he puts them in the place that they should be, depending on his own power and the demigods. He says, Nami vidu suragana prabhavam na maharsaya. Aham adehi devanam mahashinam cha sarvasa. Translation is that neither the hosts of demigods nor the great sages know my origin or opulences, for in every respect I am the source of the demigods and sages. So Krishna is making it clear here. We don't know his origin. They don't know his origin. They don't know his opulences. We don't know his opulences. Because it says that everything that we see in nature is just a spark of his splendor. A spark. And a spark we know is very small. Just a spark of his splendor. Krishna is unlimited. Therefore, if he becomes our puppeteer by our own free will, and not the material nature becoming the puppeteer, we are extremely, extremely fortunate. And we should remember that and try to convince others to take the Krishna consciousness too. As has been said by my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, that our growth in Krishna consciousness depends very much on service to others, how we help others, the extent to which you can help others. When we're willing to help others, then Krishna is pleased with us. It's one of the ways in which we grow, get more excited. So, neither the hosts of demigods nor the great sages know my origin or opulences. For in every respect, I am the source of the demigods and sages. Sarva karana karanam. He's the cause of all causes. Lord Brahma says, Ishvara Parama Krishna. His definition of Krishna is wonderful. Ishvara Parama Krishna, the supreme personality of God, is Sri Krishna. And then the next line, he describes the nature of a soul. Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is full of knowledge. And it's eternal. And is always blissful. He's always blissful. Anadi Adi Govinda. That's the same thing here. Neither the sages know my origin or opulences. Anadi Adi Govinda. Lord Brahma says that Krishna has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everyone. And he says here, I am the source of demigods and sages. And as we said earlier, Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. So he is the cause of all the demigods and sages. And even they can't understand Krishna. Now, in the purport, remember, Sipapa says, the heavenly demigods are certainly more intelligent, powerful, and beautiful. But they can't understand Krishna very deeply. No one is greater than the Lord. So they can understand neither his name nor his personality. So if the demigods are at that level and Krishna is not even understood that much by them, then what's the position of this so-called scholars here on this tiny earthly planet? It reminds me of one day I happened to be in the classroom, chemistry class. Students were there in university, and this was my class, so I was teaching that. But the head of the department of the chemistry department walked in, and of course the students know him. And it's quite interesting what one of the students, and he's quite approachable. So students are kind of, to use the American word, cool with him. We can ask him any kind of questions. Then they asked him, so, do you believe in God? Right in the chemistry class, they asked him. And I was all ears going to see how this man is going to answer the question. Now, for somebody like me, it was simple, one word, yes. Yes. But he says, well, yeah, I believe there's something powerful that exists. And he went through all of these words to try to describe. I said, Later on, the same person in a different setting, at the same school, and was in a different room, with an auditorium. This one was a lab that he walked into, and they asked him. In auditorium, when he was teaching, he said, he did an experiment, and he said, so we've been able to achieve this. And the point is, God has done it, and I can do it too. To that point he made, God can do and I can do too. So he was comparing himself. In other words, after he finished an experiment, it was an experiment, simple experiment, to produce nylon. Nylon is a kind of fabric. And there's two chemicals you put together, and then he did it. And just literally two chemicals, a solution. Took a little, so the two chemicals, and I won't get too much in detail about it. Obviously, there are two liquids that don't dissolve in each other. There's, when you pour them in water, it's going to be a layer, one on top and one on the bottom, two layers. And right at the border, you put a little stick there, that's when the reaction goes. You can pull out, pull out, pull out. Next thing you know, you got a string of nylon from those two chemicals. So the students were fascinated about it. And then he made this statement, God made nylon, I can make it too. Which means there's a demonic mentality. People are envious of a supreme personality of Godhead. The supreme personality of Godhead can lift over that hill. Can you? When he was 70 years old, he lifted over that hill. Can these scientists know? Do something like that? So that's the position. What is the position of these so-called scholars on this tiny planet? No one can understand why the Supreme God comes to the earth as an ordinary human being. That's what he looks. And executes his wonderful uncommon activities. Now, we don't know from one to another what he's going to do. We don't know from one situation to another what the demons are going to do when they try to attack Krishna. We know that they come to fight him. But the details of it, you never know. Even the residents of Vrindavan don't know. And that's what makes one wonderful, to the Cowherd boys especially, because for them, Krishna is a great friend and a hero. And they already know before it ends that Krishna is somehow going to come up with a way, an exciting way to get rid of this particular demon or deal with the situation. Like the situation where Indra got upset and tried to kill the residents of Vrindavan because they would not give sacrifices. The puja that they do for him was stopped by Krishna, and Indra knew it. And he tried to kill the residents. But what he put out, the floods, the thunder, the lightning, none of them affected the residents because Krishna put them under Govardhan Hill by lifting the hill and supporting it with the smallest finger of his left hand for 7 days and seven nights. Who can do that? So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated, Srila Prabhupada is saying that even the great demigods are not able to understand the supreme personality of God, the supremacy. The demigods can speculate up to the limits of their imperfect senses. Now, in the material world, everybody has imperfect senses, and even that includes some of the demigods. They may be more intelligent than us, but they also have imperfect senses. So, they are also affected by material nature. So, the smart thing they did was to depend on Arjuna because they knew the empowerment given by Krishna to Arjuna. And Arjuna is a fully surrendered soul, playing the role of a wonderful friend of Krishna. And as far as that relates, that goes in all of our relationships. Right now, we are conditioned souls, and we were, by choice, we were disconnected from Krishna. But now, when we try very hard to take the instructions given by Guru seriously, put our hearts in it, then the understanding of Krishna would come gradually because he will make it possible to understand. Those who are submitted to him, so those who are surrendered to him, He will give the understanding by which they can come to him. Arjuna was already with him all of the time, so much so that when he left, and the power in the Gandiva was also taken. Krishna is, Arjuna was explaining that this is what has happened. So we also should be always keeping in connection with Krishna through the orders of Guru and serving from our hearts. And as long as we are willing to do that, then we will remain happy, not only be happy, but remain happy. And in all situations, Krishna will be there for us to either be protected, or some things happen that we even feel is negative. There are some lessons that we have to learn from. And those lessons will come as very, very, very great help later on, sooner or later. It will come as help. The understanding will come. We may be able to help somebody else. Or some lessons from it will cause us to grow. So even what we see as challenges are things that we got to learn from. Sometimes we talk about situations that happen in life and people tell us about it, but it's when we experience it that we know what it can feel like. And then that would be an experience that we have now a better understanding of, and hopefully it will make us more serious about our sadhana, our instructions, and what to do in Krishna consciousness, so that in the end we will leave this suffering condition. Because Srila Prabhupada said, all we're trying to do, believe me, there's nowhere that real happiness is. All that people are trying to do is to counteract the difficulties that material nature puts in our way. That's what we call material life. That's all that's happening. We've come to accept things. The things are not permanent. Whatever you have, it breaks at some point. You have to fix it. You have to do this, you have to... Nothing breaks in the spiritual world. Nothing. But we have to go through so many, even if we can, or sometimes the demigods just come and take it all away. Earthquakes, I mean, it's all gone. And it's not a matter of being repaired. You have to start over. Sometimes it gets to a point where the cataclysmic events are so heavy that even parts of the earth, the soil, go underwater and different parts come up. And at that time, there's millions and millions of people and other living entities that lose their lives. And that is life in this place. And so, devotees who are fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the grace of the Lord Himself, they can understand that He is Krishna. So, of course, devotees don't bother about the impersonal Brahman, even though they know it's in thousands. But their faith and devotion bring them to surrender immediately to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's out of the causeless mercy of Krishna that devotees can understand him. No one else can understand him. Everything is by his grace. And so even when it came to the Gandiva, that Arjuna did a wonderful job with it in fighting in the heavenly planets, he says, by the grace, by the will of Krishna, even the potency of the Gandiva has been taken. So it's he that we have to worship all of the time, through the instructions of our founder, Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who has been kind enough to not only tell us by his comments, but even quoting from other personalities, pure devotees in the parampara, all put in there so wonderfully. So we are very fortunate to have him and to take advantage of what is written and his instructions that is given, and his disciples and what they're doing, and become a very, very, very fixed up devotee. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. The first thing we need to understand is senior devotees, gurus, they have been around and, this is senior devotees first, learned a lot from the things that have happened in their own lives and in the lives of others. So they have a wealth of information. In other words, we're talking about experience here. The experience is there. They have seen good, they have seen bad, they have seen good things done by devotees, they have seen mistakes made by devotees. Therefore, they are in a situation to be able to guide, because the more you have, the more information you have, the more you're able to deal with different situations by relating it to the experience that happened in one's own life, or a devotee, someone else. And the longer you've been around, the more, of course, more events that have happened, and then the more you've learned from it, the more lessons you've learned, the more lectures you've heard, everything is compounded. There's more, so that's the advantage. On top of that is the devotee's own life. If he's fixed up and going by the regulated principles and taking the sadhana, the instructions, the way the devotee lives life seriously, that is a senior devotee that you can, in fact, depend on. Guru is a representative of Krishna. And so a bona fide guru also goes by the instructions that has been laid by Srila Prabhupada. And they are also representatives of the parampara, representative of Krishna. Therefore, what they say, Krishna uses the devotee, the guru, to instruct us. That's why it's so important not to disobey the orders of the spiritual master, and that sometimes we even hear a request or an order given by a spiritual master, and sometimes we think that materially it could be some other way. We should never be tempted to try to change what the spiritual master said. Do what they say. Sometimes it is very, very subtle, but sometimes it is a test to see the sincerity of the disciple. Sometimes the guru would throw something at you and see whether you try to change it or you try to do as he said to do. It is always better to do what the guru says to do and report back to the guru what happened from doing that particular thing. Sometimes it's a test. Sometimes it's actual instruction about something they want. But the important thing I want to stress is sometimes it is a test, because how else can we be tested about our level of faith unless the thing is thrown at us? We know that in school, when the teacher comes, class is there, students are there, we get taught. How does the teacher know how much has been taken in? Now, assignment is one of them, but the other one, the big one, is the exam. And the exam teacher throws things at us to see whether we can actually figure it out. And so this is how we get to be certified. And so when we believe in Guru, because he's a representative of Krishna, and that's already been said, we believe that point, then we know that we just ask questions for clarity. That's all. We ask questions for clarity. And then we do. And then the results are given back or reported to Guru as needed, or whoever he needs to report to as he is instructed to do that. That is a life of a humble devotee. And that is the way in which we should go about relating to senior devotees and Guru. Hare Krishna. Debate. Challenging. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Yeah. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. The important point is actually contained in the sentence that you when asking the question. Arjun is who? Arjun is a devotee of the Lord. So what does devotee mean? Well, the noun form of devotee is devotion. And devotion means you are submitting to the will of the Lord. Therefore, we are a puppet. Just like we talked about. We are submitting to the will of the Lord. So Arjun is being used by Krishna according to Krishna's will. And Arjun is devoted to Krishna, meaning that for us as devotees, what we learn from it is, whatever the Lord wants to do, whatever the Lord wants to do with us, to us, it's all right by us. That is a devoted person. A person understands that way, that the Lord can empower, the The Lord can disempower based on His will. And the devotee goes along with whatever happens. So in this translation again, at the present moment, Arjuna is saying, I am bereft of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by whose influence I was so powerful. By whose influence? So the influence, the word there, influence, means that Arjuna knew he was powerful, but the power was not his. It was by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the thing that we need to understand, that everything is by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the material world, we tend to think that I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And as soon as you put I and mine and this and this and this, then we come to the very thing that Maharaj Vishabhadev was talking about. We put ourselves as the controller. We want to be controllers. So that should never be a situation that's present in the mind of a devotee. Everything should be in the mind of a devotee happening by the will of the Lord. A person that understands that everything that's happening is happening by the will of the Lord, and I am a puppet and I'm willing to serve the Lord when He pulls the strings, and when He stops pulling the string, I just be steady and I'm not being used, I'm not being used. I'm being used, I'm being used. That is the mood in which a devotee should approach devotion service to the Lord and to other devotees. It's just like that. Hare Krishna. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatman Asochati Nakankshati. When a person gets to that point where they depend fully on the Lord, then they don't lament for anything. Like that. That's what that text is actually there. Yes. Yes, very important point. It has to be strong and stay strong. And by the association of devotees, it will stay strong. By the association of devotees. Maya is just too tricky. Gotta be in association of devotees. Hare Krishna. Hey. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripasunibhyaevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vaishnava Thakur ki jai, Nitai Gaura Brahmanande, Hari 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 Bo.